Das Atzmenu, a little bit left. In Das Atzmenu, after the Alishur, still the back at the beginning, that the Matorah and the goal is to get to a place where a person can find Simcha and Avodas Hashem, and Torah, Bifrat. In order to get to that, a person has to be balanced and in harmony in all the different forces operating inside of the Perchus. So, we began at the beginning of the winter a long survey of the different, sometimes conflicting Perchus that operate inside a person, whether it's the Guf, the Neshama, this Midas, this Sechel, this Dimion. Last few weeks we spoke about Shulton Hayetzer, the Melech Evyoin, Hakorea, Gordon Bechamosai, people have temper tantrums, with the Mafkia, the Yetzer Toy from them. There's really one more Nakuda which really ties together all these things. There's a place where all these Kaychas meet up. And Halei, as we know, all these forces operate simultaneously on many, many levels, in hundreds of combinations, all at the same time. So we're thinking about 10 different things at the same time, and we want things and we don't want things, and we say things, we don't say things. And what we say and what we do are combinations of Midas and Dimion and Yitzhahara, all Mishnah and the Yitzhahara sometimes occasionally steps up to the plate. And all types of Tzirufim and Tzirufe Tzirufim on many levels of conscious and subconscious, a whole mess. Where all of this meets up with is in the second part of Perek Shvi. And we'll start on Amud Kuf Mem Vav for the one or two of you who have the Sefer. He brings down on Kuf Mem Vav a quote for Rabbeinu Yonah that's really, besides the etzem content of what Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's also really the meeting point of everything that we've learned. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shaar Teshuva Gimel Yud-Zayin the following quote. Veda, you should know, Kamailas El Yenis, Nimtu Vitzis Ase. The Mailas El Yenis, the high level, the Dargus. All the Mailas El Yenis were given over in the Torah Kadesha in the form of a Mitzis Ase. Kamoi, Mailas El Bechira, there's a Mailas El Bechira Shenemar, Ubachar Tabachayim. Mailas Talmud Torah, Mailas Leches Bedarki Hashem, to follow Hashem's path. Mailas is Boinin Begadlus Hashem. Milos Zikoron Chasdov is Boinim Behem. Milos Kedusha, Milos Avoida, Milos Ayira, Milos Ava, Milos Advekos. There's also some Milos, there's Darkness and Rochinius. And they were all given over in the form, in the oifen of Mitzvah Sasei. Have Ava, have Yira, have Vekos, Ludovka Boy, Lelechis Bedrochov, Buchum. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is a Pella. How much Pella? Halloy, Ava, we understand, like he says in the next line, is not poshut. It's not built in. A person doesn't have the mid of Ava's Hashem built in. You have to work for it. Mitzvah say, acquire Ava. How to acquire Ava is a whole avoida. Yira, acquire Yira, a whole avoida. The lachis bedarke Hashem that a person should be. It's all about Mitzvah Sasei. Lachas B'drochem, the Dovka boy. What does it mean to have a mile of Bechira? I don't have Bechira. We don't have Bechira. How can I say Bechira? Yeah, Bechira. The Mitzvah Bechar to Bechayim is to get Bechira? There's a Mitzvah Sasei to have Bechira? That's a Dargo? I mean, Bechira is a choice. Everyone has a choice. Ah, there's a Dargo. Milo. Yir is a Dargo. Lechas B'drochem is a Milo. The Dovka boy is a Dargo. Is bringing the Gadlus Hashem, Gdulas Hashem. Kedusha is a Milo. Bechira is not a Milo. Everyone has Bechira. You have to exercise the right choice. Bechira Tochai means make the right choice when you have a choice and you get to a crossroads and you have a choice of what to do. Yes or no. You have to choose the right thing. But there's a male of called Bechira that a person is a mitzvah asay to acquire the male of asay. Don't we have Bechira? We have Bechira. What am I going to do? Any Bechira was in Lekayim, Yishem Yichud Kut Yibruchu, Lekayim mitzvah asay of Bechara to Bechayim. How do I do that? I don't have Bechira. I have Bechira. What is that Bechira? Bechira. I chose to come here tonight. And Bechira. I came up tonight. I chose to come. You chose to come. Yeah, Bechira. You can do it. You can go here. You can go there. What's the problem? What's going on? State though, that a person's pashto state, he doesn't have a bechira. He says a lesson over here. The word bezer stein disobeying the yerna, ki a bechira einena klal uklal lachem yoimoy haruchani shal adam. Stating there, the bechira is not your daily meal. It's not your status. It's not your pashto bechira. Why don't I have a bechira, he says. He says, he may amaylan zel yaynis. In order to get to Bechira, you have to be, work hard, kdei la'asigo. At kdei kach, and it's with Iker ben yayna. V'loi neifelas hi me ava v'yira v'advekos, he may say there. It's not any less than ava, yira, and dvekos. Asher poshe to borrow, that's a double poshe, ki kinyoson to acquire them, oy lo l'odem b'toyach rab. Shetach mabal dekazach. I mean, yayna shtel zu Ava Yira Dvekos Kedusha, he stells it too to Bechira. He says the same way that it's not a Pasha Dazach that you're going to acquire Ava, and it's not Pasha that you're going to get Yira, and it's not Pasha you're going to get Kedusha, it's not Pasha you're going to get Dvekos, it's not Pasha at all. And Zokamani Yayin, there's a mitzvah assay that says you should acquire Ava. It means your status when you start off, you don't have Ava, you don't have Yira, you don't have Kedusha, you don't have Vekidata, you're empty, you're bankrupt, you're devoid, you're vacuum of everything. Zokamani Yayin, you don't have Bechira. That's very insulting. I don't have Bechira. I don't think I have Bechira. Have Bechira. You decide who you get married to. Can't decide who your parents are. You can't even decide today which yeshiva you're going to. But I make decisions. We really make decisions. What do you mean? Last week, Dayla was going away for Shabbos, and I said an opinion. Let's go there. I have Bechira. I picked my Chavrusa. We don't have Bechira. Vinny Yoni says, you don't have Bechira. Atke de kach, in order to acquire Bechira, you have to have mitzvah say. The answer is, says Vinny Yoni, says Ali Shor, over here on the page before. Hatinuk miyeme harisha and margish ba'anav etzar. A teenager, a child, an infant from the first day is born, feels pain and feels pleasure. Kamrotzan Humagali, he also has willpower. Shainahu Abachira, that's not Bechira. He chareges mitchuma instinctim. Bechira is outside the world of instincts and reflexes. V'deresha shikul sikhli requires a sikhli as a kishikul. V'lechem v'li das v'bagros, and that's why if you don't have das or adulthood, you don't have Bechira. And then he gives a famous example. He says, look, if you have a kid who's taking cookies from a cookie jar, the mashal I'm saying is for a little kid, but it applies to come out all the decisions you make in our lives. Kind of takes a cookie, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16 cookies, yeah? He's about to take number 17. His mother says, you take one more cookie, I'm slapping you. She went straight to the slap. She didn't read the book. That said, you go on stages, first you try to talk to the kid, and try to speak to him, try to explain to him. She went with the whole line. Why she woke up on cookie number 16? Because she was on her phone. That's a different problem. Why she wasn't present when the kid had 16 cookies and almost died of over glucose absorption. But since she only woke, that's the part. When you wake up only at cookie number 17, the only thing you can do is a slap. The kid now has a choice. Either a slap from her, his now present mother, temporarily present, and the cookie. Vos tutmin, heichi nidayim ni lahaydina. Zok the Ali Shor, that's not Bechira. That's a choice between cookie and slap. The cookie is pleasure, the slap is pain. A choice between pain and pleasure is a choice between two instincts, and which yodoy, it's a Bechina called on Gvar. No matter what the Pshan called on Gvar, it's a Machaik Yisrael in the Rashbam, whether it's Achra, whether it's a toss-up, not the choice. Called on Gvar, what? Remember? You didn't know what So why are you going, why did you register for Lakewood? What is it? You'll be back in Windows, man. Hey, we'll talk afterwards. Yeah, I don't see the Tachlis talking in such a public forum. Yeah. Kodogma, Gendik. Pain, cookie, pleasure. That's not Bechira. Moshal Ma'at Dovodemir. Horses like sugar and horses like carrots, Kiyatua. You go to a horse, you tell the horse, Mr. Horse, you want carrot or sugar? There are horses who vote sugar. Give a cube of sugar to horses. He made his day. Heard it. Go to a horse, you give it a carrot. Noch besser. You give a choice? That's a bechira? No, that's two drives. When the lion in the jungle makes a decision, a strategic decision, either to take a bite out of the zebra or to eat off the head of the giraffe. Is that bechira? No. That's not bechira. What do you mean? He made a choice. He showed the lion was standing there. And he was, shaykh, he looked at this one, looked at that one. Took away. That's not bechira. That's a clash between two instincts, and I have to pick one of them. So you picked one of them. Zakat Ali Shore, most decisions that people make are based on a clash of instincts and drives. I had a conversation with somebody recently. An Israeli, not from your world. Okay? And really, young man, Tamachacham Muflik. Really, Tamachacham Muflik. He's such a Muflik, he has two shtellers. And he has one of his kids is shaky. It's not the one you think it is, because you don't know this guy. A real Israeli, legal tender Israeli. And I was talking to him, but I was getting back and forth in there. And he told me that, you know, this is his older son, who's 20, he's shaky already, he's half, 1 foot out, 1 foot in. I would say 1.5 foot out. And he tells me that he has a takana that every Shabbos Suda, he learns 10 minutes of Hilchos Shabbos, you're hard by Yavar. Yeah. So he says, and it's causing havoc because this Mr. 1.5 foot out is not interested exactly in hearing Hilchos Shabbos for 10 minutes at the Shabbos table. So it's tension every week, he wants to sing, and the son doesn't want, and the other kids don't want, and the home read that. The guy already has 4 kids who are shaky. 4 out of 5 boys are shaky. So I told him, maybe call the Rav, after maybe, like, be Mevater on the Hilchos Shabbos, 10 minutes, maybe do something else, say a Vater, say a story, maybe Stam Shmuz. Good near. Shabbos Sudas, that 10 minutes of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, I'm not against Hilchos Shabbos or Shabbos Sudas or the combination, neither, none of them, okay? Nice. I did that thing also sometimes when it's appropriate. The guy couldn't get rid of it. He made. So I have a question. His decision to study Hilchos Shabbos and the kids are falling like dominoes. Is that bechira? Is that a decision? What was I going to say? Of course not. That bechira. He didn't choose. He just can't let go because he's scared of it. What's going to be if he doesn't do it? Because he decided 10 years ago, he heard somebody said a shmuz, or whatever, he's going to have a Shabbos table. And listen, it's better than the guy who hears a shmuz in shul, they should learn Novi at the table. Those are that's a catastrophe. Yeah, these fathers are coming on shul, they're upset, they should learn Novi, finish. Done. And you find yourself after the chop living will be Yeshaya. And the whole family has to listen to the redax and the Mitzvah. Yes, Kayla. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the guy who picked up the Hilchos Shabbos thing at some point. And I'm not making fun of Rabbonim, Hilchos Shabbos, or Sudas. I'm making fun of the combination of the three. And they have to hear everything. So it's fine. Okay. He can't budge. So I told him, for the Rav, that you didn't decide. You can't let go of it because you're scared and you think that your whole Yiddishkeit and your family's Yiddishkeit is based on that. Let go a little bit. He can't let go. That's not the Chibra. He's stuck between two drives. He has one drive that he wants his kids to be from. That's the pain part. And then we have the cookie part that he has to have his injection of Hilchos Shabbos, 10 minutes at the table, otherwise he can't have his shalom. That's not bechira. That means the person's life. Now, this is very complex. This is a lot more complex, more verbosity than the cookies with the slap. The cookies and the slap, it's clear. This is not, he doesn't have bechira. He's stuck in his haragol because that's how he has it, or that's how he was brought up, whatever it is. He says on the bottom of here, shocking zach. He says one of the most shocking things in Musar literature. How often do we use koyach ha-bechira? Watch. Tivim, your nature. Chinuch, how are you brought up? Herbal, habit. Vinigias. He says 4 things which are shultimbon, which rule over us. Tivim means your nature. Some people are scared, some people are not. Some people are cowards, some people by nature are loud. Then you have chinuch, how you were brought up. Hergul, you have habits. And the gears, and you have chal, a million of gears and taivas. So they rule over us. You talk and he says, Sha'odam Yetzi Yeshnei, so he says a line over here which is not to be believed. He says a person can live his entire life, Mibli Lehizdakik Lekoyach HaBechira, that he never used the Koyach HaBechira ever, ever. He never exercised the tool of Bechira, he never got to Bechira. You hear my son? Why? You can have a guy, he describes a guy. Listen to the description he describes, this Mr. Non-Bechira guy. Bal Tivin Lechem, he's an easygoing guy. Shalai Zoz Bechina Chero, he does everything he was brought up with. Hold him and hug him. Mitzvaysa Milamata, he does exactly what he did 10 years ago and 5 years ago, he's on track. Niki Yosef, Michaskas Yosef Bedarkoi, he never made a real decision to pick his way. And he's not a Baal Bechira Bechal, because the only factors that operate inside of him are either pain, pleasure, on a very primitive way, or other factors like pasnisht, and this is not the way we were brought up, and this is not what we do. And a person can make decisions like that by getting married. And a person can make decisions about who his chavrus is. And a person can make decisions about what yeshiva he goes to. And a person can make decisions, all decisions of life. And they can all be milumada. They're all boxed in by comfortability factors. And there's no real aspect of Bechira. So what is Bechira? He says in the top over here, on page Kufan of Zayim, he says, I'll tell you what Bechira is. Hamifna hamachriya b'chayenu, the dramatic turnaround in our lives begins. Sheba oifik Bechira seinu, on the horizon of our choices, mufiya appears, she'ifa ruchnis, v'yana ruchnis, a sheifa, a ruchni is the kesheifa ki goyer mischara as a competing force and sheifas on us gufins. I'll explain what he says. What's called a guy as bechira? When is it called a bechira? When on your options, your menu of options, appears ruchni as a viable choice. For example, I always give an example, a simple example, which applies to all of us. We're all yeshiva bacharim. So, a bachar is, I'll give the example of not getting up on time for Krishna. We'll give it in Ben Azmanim, because during the Azmanim everyone gets up on time. Ben Azmanim, a guy is home, he comes home, and and it's the first day of Ben Azmanim, second day of Ben Azmanim, he had a good Zman, Baruch Hashem, and his mother, Zangezund and Stark, for some reason the father's a smarter, they don't get involved in this wake up for Kriya Shema thing. They once experienced it themselves, they had experienced a trauma. But the mother, Zangezund and Stark, for some reason, the Bnei Yisrael Ksheres have undertaken this national project of waking up yeshiva boys for Zman Kriya Shema. That's the Mitzvah. It's a whole nation of ladies, Zangezund and Stark. By the way, the trauma is international. I met you in Goliath from Bnei Brak. You shouldn't think it's only your mothers. Every guy in Bnei Brak and Kriyat Sefer with his top button gloves have the same trauma. They all talk about it. Kids of the mother, Zangezund and Stark, the Nishrei Yisrael HaKadoshah, she tries to wake up the boy. So she read a book about how 16 ways how to get up yeshiva boy Ben Azmanim. She tried all 15 of them, it didn't work. And then she did number 17, which it says in the book not to do. She told the bacher, I don't know why I sent you to yeshiva. This is what you went for. She pressed delete on the boy's whole Zman in 1 second. If you want to know how do you delete Azman in 1 second, first morning Ben Azmanim, mother says that that's what you did in yeshiva whole Zman. Zman's over, press delete, it's over, go on. Now I have a question. What did everybody say? This boy, he has two choices. His pillow is one choice, a very clear and tangible choice. He also has his mother, Zangezund and Stark. One of the Imoyes, she's desperately trying to get him up because she understands that that's her path to Gan Eden. Now, whether or not the mother's exercising Bechiru when she's waking up, that's also an interesting topic. Why is she busy waking up playing yeshiva bachar? Maybe it's because of a guilt trip because her father never got up past 6:10. So she can't see it. Is the mother exercising Bechira when she goes into this losing battle endless, which the mothers never seem to give up? It's marvel. Zangezund and Stark, the Jewish mothers are incredible. The Imoyes, Psh, Shifra, Pur, Yocheved, Miriam, what they don't do for us. Atachayena, say you love them. And they don't give up. Ben Azmanim, you have to Ben Azmanim. They are there. I always wonder, are they exercising Bechira? Or they're also forced from a guilt trip on one hand, which is painful. They're terrible because their father never got up past 6:30, as they're very wont to tell their children constantly. That's not Bechira. So that's terrible on one hand, guilt trip on the other. non-present father who's not there. He's just, for some reason, not around when it comes to getting up the kids for Kriya Shema. That's another topic for Klai, so we can talk about it a different time. And the mother, is the mother exercising Bechira when she's doing this absurd, endless losing battle, which has caused therapy rooms to be full for decades because of this trauma? You can't imagine what trauma it is. The boys don't get up. The mothers don't give up. And between the two of them, the therapists are making a killing. And it goes on for years and years. It starts in 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, 13th grade, 14th grade, 15th grade, and the boys, by the way, don't get up. They hold on tight. They hold on slack. The mothers also do. And we have this. By the way, this is really the most important topic in Klai Yisrael. It's just under, nobody wants to talk about it. So here at Ali Show, we talk about everything. The Kriya Shema crisis. Is the mother exercising Bechira? Most of the times not. But let's talk about the Bochur, Hassan Denan. He has this clash between his mother's anger and Zum Stark and the pillow. Is that Bechira? No, it's not Bechira. The pillow is the cookie and the mother is the slap. So he has a clash between his Meshicha to the pillow, which is a drive, it's an instinct. He has there's no intellectual. I'll tell you, when does a guy get Bechira? I'll tell you when a guy gets Bechira. A guy gets Bechira, Zok Ali Shor over here on top of the page, Kufnum Zayin. When? Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Is Teufis Amakim by him enough as an akuda of Emes that it is now an option that I should get out of bed because the Eibishter said, say Kriya Shema. That's Bechira. Now you've arrived at Bechira. Yeah, you're not necessarily going to get up. But you've arrived at Bechira, at the crossroads called Bechira. I'll read the Lashon again. Very, very hard Hebrew here. Sheba'ofik Bechira Seinu, on the horizon of our choices, what's called in the modern thing, what's called the menu. On your menu of options appears, Mefiya, Sheifa Ruchnias, a Ruchnias Dika drive, Kigayrim Mischara as a viable option with physical kechas, as the pillow. So now we understand why most of the times people aren't exercising Bechira. The mother's not exercising Bechira. She's caught in a clash between two guilt trips. The kid is caught in a clash between his pillow and his mother. Bechira means that you brought yourself to a place where Torah, Ruchnias, the Eibishter, Emes, Avodas Hashem is an option for itself, not because of pain, not because of guilt, not because of Nudurai, as a viable option that it's Kedusha and Seichel. That's cool. Now you arrived at Bechira. Now what are you going to choose? Seder. Now you have Bechira. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina means, my Rabbi Sai. That Bechira is not a natural thing. Rabbeinu Yoina says most people don't exercise Bechira because most of the things that we do and most of the choices that we have are choices which the tzadim are not more than complex, sophisticated versions of drives of pain and pleasure. Zokta Ben Yoina, there's a mitzvah saseya b'charta b'chayim. Zokta Ben Yoina, rizik yechidish. B'charta b'chayim doesn't mean choose the right thing. Ben Yoina says, rizik yechidish, Ben Yoina. Zokta Ben Yoina, the b'charta b'chayim means bring yourself to a place that you'll have b'chira. Bring yourself to a place that the Eibishter is an option in the choice that you have, only b'toyras the Eibishter, not b'toyras blame and pain and guilt and convenience. As an option for itself. Oh, then you have Bechira. Then you've arrived at a mile. You're called a Ben Aliyah because you've arrived at Bechira and it's not a normal Zach that a person has. Now you have good choice. You have a Yitzhara, you have a Baal, you have Emes, you have Sheker, you have Dimyon. Rabbi Sai, this is where everything meets up. What's the everything? The Dimyon and the Midas and the Gof, they meet up with Seichel. Seichel is Emes. If you can get yourself to a place where the emes is option one, and everything else is option two, then you now have Bechira. Now the forces have met. But if Seichel is not a viable competing option, and the only forces that operate inside your stadium are things that look like Ruchanias, but they're not real emes things, they're not Seichel things, they're sophisticated, they look like it, but they're not. It looks like the mother saying to the kid to get up is Bechira because it's nothing. It's just a slap. It's a slap. It's Nudurai. That's not Bechira. It's a Gantzah Boida. The reason why this appears over here in Ali Shor is because when a person wants to check about what are the forces that operate inside of him, you have to know Bechlal whether you're exercising Bechira or everything you do is nothing more than just following a lead, following this instinct, following that instinct. And a person could check how many of the decisions that he made in the last week, the last month, and the last year were made based on real emes dika, seichel, dika zachen, which are pure, unadulterated options of the Eibishter, of Hashem, of Torah, of L'shem Shemayim, and how much of them at the end of the day are cover-ups for all types of things of hergol, chinuch, habits, how you were brought up, where you're used to, v'chol.